American Language Course, Book 17, Tape 1B. Hello. Listen to a conversation between Frank and Francis. Don't open your book. My daughter's met a man she wants to marry.
Oh, really? What do you think of him?
I won't say I dislike him, but I'm not sure I like him either.
What kind of a person is he?
Well, I can't deny he has a pleasant personality and a nice appearance, but I want to know more about his character before I give my okay to a wedding. Now open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to tape 1B. Look at figure 1. Listen to the dialogue again, and this time repeat after the speakers. My daughter's met a man she wants to marry.
Oh, really? What do you think of him?
I won't say I dislike him, but I'm not sure I like him either.
What kind of a person is he?
Well, I can't deny he has a pleasant personality. And a nice appearance. But I want to know more about his character before I give my okay to a wedding.
Now, you take the part of Frank. I'll be Francis.
You'll start. Oh, really? What do you think of him? What kind of person is he? Now look at figure 2. Listen to the questions. Then listen to a dialogue and answer the questions. Number 1 is, what are they talking about? Number 2 is, who does Linda feel angry with? And number 3 is, what does Linda's dad want to know about Ted? Now listen to the dialogue. Have you and Ted set the date yet?
No, my dad still has a lot of questions about him.
What questions did he ask you?
He asked me whether Ted is reliable and responsible, for one.
Well, I can understand that. He's just thinking about your future.
Sometimes I get so mad at Dad I could scream.
Now answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation again. Have you and Ted set the date yet?
No, my dad still has a lot of questions about him.
What questions did he ask you?
He asked me whether Ted is reliable and responsible, for one.
Well, I can understand that. He's just thinking about your future.
Sometimes I get so mad at Dad I could scream.
Here are the correct answers. Number one is a wedding. Repeat. They are talking about a wedding. Number two is her dad. Repeat. Linda feels angry with her dad. The answer to number three is reliable and responsible. Repeat. Linda's dad wants to know if Ted is reliable and responsible. Now look at figure three. Listen to a paragraph. Don't write. Linda wants to get married. Her father feels she should be cautious about such an important decision. He asked her whether she wanted to marry a man without knowing if he was reliable. He doesn't want her to marry someone who might be irresponsible, someone who might make her life unhappy. Now listen to the paragraph again and complete the paragraph. Linda wants to get married. Her father feels she should be cautious about such an important decision. He asked her whether she wanted to marry a man without knowing if he was reliable. He doesn't want her to marry someone who might be irresponsible, someone who might make her life unhappy. Now listen to the paragraph a third time and check your work. Linda wants to get married. Her father feels she should be cautious about such an important decision. He asked her whether she wanted to marry a man without knowing if he was reliable. He doesn't want her to marry someone who might be irresponsible, someone who might make her life unhappy. Here are the correct answers for figure three. Number one is feels. F-E-E-L-S. Number two is about. A-B-O-U-T. Her father feels she should be cautious about such an important decision. Number three is he. H-E. Number four is wanted. W A-N-T-E-D. Number five is without. W-I-T-H-O-U-T. Number six is reliable. R-E-L-I-A-B-L-E. He asked her whether she wanted to marry a man without knowing if he was reliable. Number seven is to, T-O. Number eight is B, B-E. He doesn't want her to marry someone who might be irresponsible, someone who might make her life unhappy. Look at figure four. Listen and answer the question. Number one, what did Ted ask Linda? Repeat. He asked her if she wanted to get married. Number two, Number two, what did her dad ask her? Repeat. He asked her whether she could trust Ted. Number three, what did Linda ask her mother? Repeat. She asked her if she liked Ted. Number four, did Linda ask Ted to marry her? Repeat, no. Ted asked Linda to marry him. Number five, what did Linda's friend ask her this morning? Repeat. She asked her whether she was going to marry Ted. Now look at figure five. Listen to the sentence and substitute the word. Repeat the sentence first. Listen to the example. Ralph is very responsible.
Ralph is very responsible.
Reliable.
Repeat. Ralph is very reliable.
Repeat the sentence, then substitute the word. Ralph is very responsible. Reliable.
Ralph is very reliable.
Handsome.
Ralph is very handsome.
Unselfish.
Ralph is very unselfish.
Responsible.
Ralph is very responsible.
Now repeat this statement. Carlos has curly hair. Now substitute wavy.
Carlos has wavy hair.
A neat appearance.
Carlos has a neat appearance.
A good personality.
Carlos has a good personality.
Character.
Carlos has a good character.
Listen and repeat. You can depend on Dan. Substitute. Rely on.
You can rely on Dan.
Trust.
You can trust Dan.
Depend on.
You can depend on Dan.
Look at figure six. Listen to a conversation and then answer a question. Number one, would you like the seat by the window?
Oh, no. No, thank you. This is fine.
You don't like looking out the window?
No, I'm afraid of heights.
Is this your first time?
No, I do a lot of traveling, but it never seems any easier.
Where are these people? Listen to the conversation again. Would you like the seat by the window?
Oh, no. No, thank you. This is fine.
You don't like looking out the window?
No, I'm afraid of heights.
Is this your first time?
No, I do a lot of traveling, but it never seems any easier.
The question was, where are these people? The answer is letter C. Repeat, they are on a plane. Number two, have you finished filling out that application you were working on last night?
Yes, I mailed it this morning.
What did they ask on the application?
They asked whether I graduated from high school, where I've worked, and how long I've been in my career field.
What else did they ask?
They asked if I could type and whether I'd ever used a computer.
What are they talking about? Listen to the conversation again. Have you finished filling out that application you were working on last night?
Yes, I mailed it this morning.
What did they ask on the application?
They asked whether I'd graduated from high school, where I've worked, and how long I've been in my career field.
What else did they ask?
They asked if I could type and whether I'd ever used a computer.
The question was, what are they talking about? And the answer is, letter B. Repeat, they are talking about a job application. Number three, can I depend on you to be at practice on Saturday?
Sure, Coach. I'll be there.
I'm relying on you for two or three goals.
No problem.
Our next game is very important, you know.
Don't worry. We'll beat them, Coach.
What are these people talking about? Listen to the conversation again. Can I depend on you to be at practice on Saturday?
Sure, Coach. I'll be there.
I'm relying on you for two or three goals.
No problem.
Our next game is very important, you know.
Don't worry. We'll beat him, Coach.
The question was, what are these people talking about? The answer is letter A. Repeat. They are talking about an important game. Look at figure 8. Listen to a paragraph. Then write the main idea. Number one, keeping in shape has become a way of life for thousands of Americans. Both young and old office workers sweat through their lunch break while they perform some type of exercise instead of taking part in a less demanding activity. Your answer could be something like, many people exercise on their lunch break to keep in shape. Number two, special businesses have opened with the single goal of offering exercise equipment and rooms for working out. These places have a variety of machines that use weights to increase physical fitness. The main idea could be, There are special businesses for people who want to work out. Number three, participation in a physical fitness program is a requirement for all military personnel. In basic training, physical fitness exercises are part of everyday schedule. Later, personnel take yearly tests to measure their physical fitness. The main idea might be, all military personnel have to keep in shape. Number four, probably the most popular activity today for keeping in shape is the sport of jogging. Men and women regularly run from 1 to 5 miles a day. Their goal is to live longer. The main idea is something like, jogging is a popular sport with people who want to live longer. Number five, people who exercise regularly are people who want to live longer. Doctors tell us that regular exercise can increase the number of years that we will live. And in addition, regular exercise is fun, and it makes you feel good. Your answer may be, regular exercise will help you live longer. Your instructor will check your answers to figure 8. This is the end of tape 1B, book 17.